More than 50% of air pollution along the Wasatch Front is caused by individual vehicle emissions. That's why Senator Ben McAdams wants to provide new drivers with information on actions they can take to reduce theirs.
This is certainly different from the Salt Lake City idling ordinance, but I think what that is trying to accomplish, and maybe what we're trying to accomplish here, is helping individuals to realize that it's not as simple as just blaming a big bad corporation for our pollution.
A bill that has cleared the House of Representatives would outlaw the ability of cities like Salt Lake to impose anti-idling ordinances. Aaron Mendenhall with the clean air advocacy group Breathe Utah says the state is doing a great job of getting idle-free awareness programs into elementary schools, where she says kids are excited to tell their parents to turn off the engine.
But we miss that entire demographic of teenagers and new drivers when they're beginning their driving habits and learning those driving techniques. We're not currently addressing air quality and vehicle pollution in any way.
Republican Senator Howard Stevenson says just hearing about Salt Lake City's anti-idling ordinance inspired him to change old habits.
I now turn my engine off more frequently if I'm waiting for somebody. And I think a lot of people do because they're just more conscious. When people become more conscious of what they can do to contribute to better air quality, they're usually willing to do it.
Stevenson added he'd like to see variable speed limits to slow traffic that's approaching several miles behind an accident or traffic jam, which he says would cut down on idling as well. McAdams' resolution passed unanimously out of committee. It now moves to the Senate floor. From KCPW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Whitney Evans for Utah Public Radio.